Morning.
Good morning.
All right, well, today's story, I brought a little helper. I brought my little friend, the duck. So actually, it's my mom's duck. And you see this square right here? Uh-huh. We're going to put the duck in the square. And the duck can get out of the square really easily, right? It can go any direction out of the square, right? See that? But what happens if I put a brick wall up here? On one side. Can the duck go this way?
Nope.
No. Can't go that way anymore, can it? But it can go all these other ways, right? Okay, now what happens if I put another brick wall? Now what? Can it go this way? They can't go that way, but it can still get out of the square, right? Now, I'm going to trap it. Now, is it totally trapped now?
Yes.
Now it can't get out of the square, can it? How many say it can't get out of the square? Anyone think it can get out of the square?
No.
Well, look at this. It's out of the square. Got out of the square. Oh, well, we better put a lid on this, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now is it trapped?
Yes. Yeah.
Now everyone thinks it's trapped? Is there anyone that doesn't think it's trapped? You don't think it's trapped? Okay. What is your name?
My name's
Luis. Okay, Luis, I'm going to count to three, and by the time I count to three, I want you to put the duck in my hand, okay? One, two, three. You going to put the duck in my hand? No, not that one. That duck. Okay, I'll count again. One, two, hurry up, get the duck in my hand, hurry. Three, there you go. The duck got out. The duck wasn't trapped after all. You know, sometimes we're like this. We're like the duck and we look around and we think we're totally trapped, right? But you know, God has ways of getting us out of traps. In fact, the whole Bible is filled with stories about how he got people out of traps. You know, there's a story about Paul and Silas. You know what happened to them? They were in a prison. They were preachers and they were going around as missionaries and traveling, and they did a miracle and the people didn't like it. So they put them in prison. And not only were they in prison, but they chained them to the prison. So they were surrounded by walls and they were chained in there. And how do you think God got them out? Does anybody know that story? How God got them out?
He broke the walls,
that's right. He sent an earthquake. And it broke all the walls down like this. And not only that, but it must have been a shockwave because it broke them out of the chains that they were on. And the prison guard, he said, oh no, he's trapped now because all the prisoners are free and he's going to be in big trouble. So he was afraid. And Paul said, don't worry, we're all here. All the prisoners were standing around. They were all there. And so that man was converted as well as all the prisoners. You know, my favorite story that's in the Bible is the children of Israel. Because when they came out of Egypt, they didn't even know they were trapped in Egypt. Now, if the duck doesn't know it's trapped, it's never going to get out, right? Can't even ask for help. But God got them out of Egypt. And you know what? As soon as they came out of Egypt, you know what happened? They were trapped. You know what they were trapped? Yeah, they were trapped again. You know what they were trapped with? Do you know the story? They were trapped with the Red Sea, which is like a big ocean. And that was on one side of them, and all surrounding them was Pharaoh's army, and they were coming at them, and they were going to get them, and they couldn't go across the sea because they didn't have any boats, and here the army's coming closer and closer. And you know what God did? You know the story, right? He split the sea. And they could go out, and then he unsplit the sea, and the army couldn't get there. So you know what? There's lots of ways that God can help us get untrapped, and he loves us, and he doesn't want us to be trapped. So sometimes, if you ever get trapped and you think that there's no way out, God sees so many ways that we don't even see. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for making ways for us to escape. And thank you for being with the children of Israel and showing us your mighty power and ways that you can save us even when we don't know we're trapped. And Lord, help us to be like Paul and Silas, and to show others your love and that your desire for all of us to be free. We love you and we thank you. Amen. Mm-hmm.